You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
This pre-recorded program is sponsored content from Point Mortgage Corporation, and opinions expressed are those of the sponsor and not necessarily Civic Media or WGBW.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to the Always On Point podcast with 97.9 FM, 1590 AM on the Civic Media app. So excited to be here with you today, the week of Christmas. And man, are we excited. It's been an awesome year. Just this podcast in general, being with the radio and teaming up has been really exciting. It's been really fun. And I hope that you guys are getting all the exciting information mortgage-wise and market-wise you are interested in. Starting next year, we've got quite a few great guests that will be on the show. So want to tune in every Sunday, 10 a.m. Again, Always On Point podcast. My name is Kristen Ambos. I am the Chief Production Officer over at Point Mortgage. We are a nationwide lending, but also very local here to northeastern Wisconsin. So excited to be with you and just, you know, getting into the deep dive of mortgage, understanding mortgages and understanding the real estate environment. It's obviously been a hot topic for quite a few years, and it continues to be. What's going on? What does 2026 look like? What are rates doing now? You know, all the things. So we're just going to keep giving it to you straight. This is where you can come to get that information. I'm transparent. I'm as transparent as I can be. I've always thought that. For those of you who don't know me and are just meeting me for the first time, I'm the number one real estate world, but I'm the number one female loan officer in the state of Wisconsin for the last three years running. And it's just been my joy to be a part of this industry. This is next year will be my 24th year in the industry. And man, have I learned a lot. And a lot of this stems from working specifically in the 2008 and 10 era. There's not a lot of loan officers out there right now that can say that, that they've been through that housing crash and why it looks different. And again, during that time, I was relatively naive. It was a whole new system, you know, the housing bubble that happened. And man, did I work with some loan officers that were, for lack of a better term, just really the old stereo used car salesman type. And I just knew there was a better way to be. We're dealing with hundreds of thousands of your dollars as a client. And I don't take that lightly. I don't take it lightly at all. And my team doesn't take it lightly. And we try to be as effective and as efficient as possible, but also being as transparent and communicative as possible, because it is your money and we want to make sure we're handling it right. So first things first on mortgage rates. Mortgage rates right now, as of today, 6.24% on a 30-year fix. That's a national average. The 15-year fix is 5.74%. So not a whole lot lower. That's a big question people ask all the time is, well, what's the lowest rate I can get? Well, typically it is going to be a 15-year fixed. However, you know, people expect it to be a whole lot lower than the 30-year fixed. And when it's not, that tells me that the big investors out there just are not in a space. The 15 years, just not a real saleable mortgage. So they don't invest a ton of money into that. Now, I'm going to specifically say, you know, 30-year fixed is where you want to be right now. A lot of people can't afford a 15-year fixed. It's more expensive, a lot more expensive. And so not only are you not getting that much lower in interest rate, you're also taking on, you know, probably close to double the payment. And just not a lot of people in the U.S. can do that right now. So investors just aren't spending a lot of time investing in that area. They're staying in the 30-year fixed. I will tell you right now, the 30-year FHA is the 30-year FHA on a national average right now, 5.87. That's been one of the lowest I've seen in quite some time. The VA not far behind it at 5.89. So those two government programs typically run hand in hand with the average interest rate. So love seeing that. You know, we're just off of 2-week lows. Right now, the rates are almost as low as they've been for the entire year of 2025. So I'm very excited about that. You know, doing a lot of refinances for people. Getting into the 2026 year with maybe a little less payment, a little less interest rate, things of that nature. And one of the stats that I heard this week, and it comes from Mike Simonson, who is the chief economic advisor here, and he was on, you know, Housing Wire. And Housing Wire is a very reputable news source for mortgages. And I watched him, and last week he was, you know, specifically saying how right now, as it stands in the U.S., there are just as many people with 6%+ interest rates out there as there are sub 4% interest rates. Yeah. So there's 50-50, just, you know, pretty much just as many people with over a 6% interest rate as there are with less than 4% interest rate. That is going to completely change the trajectory of the mortgage world and the real estate world in 2026. And here's why. The average interest rate, now not an interest rate you can lock in at right now, but an average interest rate of all the homeowners in mortgages in the U.S. in 2019, it was 4.4%. And right now, Mike Simonson tells us that it's exactly the same 4.4% when you take all the sub fours and all the over sixes and you know, average them out. That means we are back to 2019 levels. And 2019 is the last quote unquote normal market we have seen in real estate and mortgage world. So we are back to that normalcy. There's inventory. There's still appreciation. We're still doing a ton of loan pre-approvals for people going into 2026. I love seeing it. A lot of who I'm talking to right now are starting to get set up so that they can buy in April and May. Now, it might seem a little early to do that, but it's not. They're getting their finances in order. They're understanding how much money they need to have saved. They're making sure their credit is as good as it can be so they can lock in the best interest rate. You know, the last 5 years, it was opposite, where people are looking at houses not being pre-approved, racing into the market, closing in 20 days, didn't have anything in order. And a lot of people struggled with the process because it was overwhelming. It was fast. They didn't know if they could trust it, but they were going with it because they wanted the house. I see that completely changing in 2026. I see that leveling off. I am seeing people being more prepared to get into the market, which excites me. And they're understanding, they want to learn. They want to come in and sit down and have a conversation before they get started. They're interviewing their loan officers to make sure that they're working with a loan officer who's going to do right by them. Sometimes just chasing the lowest interest rate you can find can actually put you in a worse scenario. So I want to go over that as we progress through the podcast. But right now, I just really want to focus on the fact that we're back to 2019 levels. That is something I didn't know if I'd ever say again. The last few years were saying that we might not see it. We were hopeful we would see it. And at one point in 2022, we thought it'd be 3 to 5 years. Here we are about 3 to 4 years later. So it's right on the money. Seems like it's snuck in on us, and it hasn't been 5 years since rates came down to levels we never thought we would see. And yet here we are. So, you know, at the end of 2025, we have just as many homeowners over 6% as sub 4%. Now, why? Why is that going to change the trajectory into 2026? Well, we have more inventory on the market, and we will continue to have more inventory in the market because 50% of Americans are over a 6%. They are going to upsize their home. They're going to downsize their home. They're going to right size their home. They're going to relocate because of job, and they can, you know, they can work remotely. A lot of things that we haven't seen in the last 4 years because of the amount of Americans that were far outweighed the 50-50 marker. You know, the majority of them, I would probably venture to say 70 to 80% of them were under 4% interest rate. So they don't plan on moving still. They're going to stay in that house for the, you know, at least as long as they can see right now. When they're over 6%, they're not stuck on a rate. They are going to continue to live for what they want. They're going to buy the home they want. They're going to buy the home they need, and they're going to sell more, right? They're going to be more up to sell because they have a 6+6% interest rate. That does not going to tie them to that house forever. And the average mortgage has been 5 to 7 years long. And I think we're really going to see that coming in. Now that average is going to maybe tick up a little bit because in the last 5 years, all the Americans out there with a sub 4% interest rate. But when you have a positive 6% interest rate, your whole vision of the housing world changes. That brings more inventory, more sellers, which means buyers can buy more, more movement. And now that rates are, you know, 6 right now, like we were just saying, there's national average interest rates and loan programs that are under 6% that are in the high 5s right now. That's amazing. You could get a 15-year in the low 5s if you wanted to pay points right now. That's absolutely an option. And you want to stay there forever? Great. Capitalize on that. But we have some numbers in the lowest we've seen in the last 5 years. And I think that's going to be a really big factor moving into 2026. Along with that, when you have more people in the market and you have more people moving, liquidity becomes a lot easier, which means guidelines don't tighten up as much. They actually loosen up a little bit more. So we're going to see more liquidity. We're going to see more return, more people return to the market. But in the same breath, we're going to have more homes to offer them. So I think this is where buyers and sellers really stabilize. I don't foresee it being a heavy buyer's market. I don't foresee it being a heavy seller's market. I think it's going to be a very stable market. I think we're going to have a lot of appreciation between 3% and 6%, depending on the area or the market you're in. And that's specific to Northeastern Wisconsin. We're a relatively conservative housing market. We always have been. So I believe that's going to, you know, taper off. Remember, there were 13 years after the housing crash where we didn't have a lot of home building. And home building is still happening year round, even in Northeastern Wisconsin, even in the winter. The winters have been mild. That's been a great bonus for home builders to bring more inventory to the market. We see a lot more condos coming to the market because it is an affordable way of living, which is great. Twindos, those types of things. So I think that that's going to continue to bring more to the market. We're back to pre-pandemic, you know, geography when it comes to that, as far as that inventory, as far as that liquidity. When you have over 6% interest rates, people behave differently. They're not as scared. They're not as territorial of that interest rate. They're going to do what they feel is best for them. So I think that's really exciting. I'm excited to break that down even further in the next few segments. So stick with us here at 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW, partnered with the Always On Point podcast. My name is Kristen Ambos. We're going to break down what that liquidity is. What does that behavior look like moving forward? Stick around. We'll be back in just a moment. Get up home. I want to drive them home. When you're feeling blue, I'm thinking just of you. Someone's living for their love. Someone's living.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Well, Welcome back to the Always On Point podcast, partnered here with 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW Studios here in Green Bay, Wisconsin, partnered with the Civic Media app. There's a lot there. There's a lot of places we are. You can find us on Sundays at 10 AM on any of those stations, and you can find us anytime on the Always On Point podcast, located at any of the podcast platforms you can find, whether it be Apple, Spotify, you name it. Go find us, listen. Last year, we started this podcast, and we've got quite a bit of information leading up to today. Some of it's still very relevant. Some of it is just educational, which, you know me, I love to educate and be as transparent and just cut through the bull and give it to you straight on what's going on in the housing market. The last couple of weeks, we brought you a couple real estate agents, top producing agents here in the northeastern Wisconsin market, where we broke down what it looks like to be a buyer or seller in the Green Bay or Fox Valley. And we can't thank, you know, Jill Dixon Kessler with Coldwell Banker, Amanda Furman with Keller Williams enough for sharing that light with us, because that gives us so much good information. And again, it's called being prepared, right? So one of the questions I get asked a lot is, you know, Kristen, I'm shopping interest rate. What's your interest rate today? And while I love that question, I want to go over actually getting pre-approved in 2026 and what that looks like, because so often people are chasing the lowest interest rate. But let me fill you in on a little tidbit. The amount of clients I call that beat me up about the lowest interest rate. And when I call them to talk, and I'm like, can you tell me what your interest rate is again? And they're like, oh, you know, Kristen, I don't even remember. They don't even remember. So they fought so hard and don't even remember the interest rate, which tells me they just don't know the right questions to ask. Yes, rate is absolutely important, but rate is not everything, because one of the things I see so much are clients buying down their interest rates right now. And sometimes that makes sense, but you want to know what the return on that interest rate is. So while you call and ask for the lowest interest rate, know that it comes with a great deal of money. So I just spent the last weekend, I bet you I had closing disclosures that I'd gotten from clients, you know, over the last month or two, where I was doing pre-quals with them and I was going over the numbers that they were given from other companies. And I've researched 14 different lenders. We're talking big banks, local credit unions, local competitors that are considered, you know, independent mortgage banks such as Point Mortgage, my own company is. And I will say, I was mind blown at what I saw. I saw one lender quoting 8% on a VA 30-year fixed for 1.75 points. Now, let me break that down for you for a second. So not only you heard me say earlier, and if you didn't hear me say, let me remind you that an average interest rate is about 5.78 on a VA. This particular loan was a VA loan. So 5.78 is the average loan right now, right? The average VA interest rate. And her loan amount was $175,000. And they were going to charge her 1.75 points. That's equivalent to $3,062 in additional closing costs. And they were giving her an 8% interest rate. You guys, that is predatory lending if I ever saw it. Not only are they giving her a massively high interest rate than what the market interest rate is, they were also charging her $3,000 on top of their lender fees to do that. Her closing costs were somewhere around $10,000. Now, I see that, you guys, more often than not. So she didn't know to ask about the interest rate. Right now, that's an incredibly high interest rate. That was an online lender that she didn't know any better, went online, saw a low interest rate, clicked on it. For those of you who have been pre-approved and you had your credit pulled and your phone blew up with loan officers calling you, talking to you like they already know you, but really they're just buying leads and cold calling. I know a lot of loan officers locally who buy nothing but leads and cold call all day long, you guys. And all their job is to do is to get you on the phone and bait you in and then switch the loan program, the loan interest rate, the loan everything. If this sounds familiar to you, I want to talk to you. Give me a call, 920-606-1156. It's real. It's running rampant. The predatory lending right now in this country and even locally is at a height that I haven't seen in a long time. And that's because you could call 10 different lenders and get 10 different interest rates and 10 different closing cost fees. I just told you guys, I spent the weekend researching loan disclosures with 14 different banks. All of them had a different closing cost, different interest rate, different fees they were charging. You guys, it was crazy. So our company, and I stay focused on that. I get that for Intel. I stay focused on that because I want to be super competitive when I'm quoting my interest rates, but also in my fees, because that to me is where I can be the best use for you, is knowing that I have competitive rates and competitive fees. Does that mean I'm going to be the lowest rate every single day? I can't be. No lender can be the lowest interest rate every single day, because you can buy your interest rate down. The other thing is, a lot of loan officers are going to charge you extremely high fees to get some of those really low interest rates. So you want to break down, what is a rate that I don't have to pay extra fees for? What is the rate I do have to pay the extra fees for? And what's the difference in payment? And if I'm not making that difference up in 24 to 36 months or less, it is costing you more money. So that's how you shop for an interest rate. One, talk to somebody that you can trust, that you click with. And two, when you find that trust, make sure they have competitive fees and rates. Discuss that with them. Have them, if they're transparent with you, it's a win-win. Do it. And I would love, love, love to go up against anyone you're talking to right now to see, because that's what I stand for. That's my mission. I speak it and I live it. So when we come back, we're going to talk more about this and how you can best prepare yourself for the market in 2026. Again, here at 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, Always On Point Podcast. We'll be right back. Podcast here in northeastern Wisconsin, partnered with 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, and the Civic Media app. This Sunday, we are here talking about what you can do to prepare yourself for the 2026 market if you are getting in. Now, if you have, do you have a current mortgage right now and it's over 6% interest rate, you are equal to 50% of the Americans in this country. And that means we're going to see a lot of movement in the next few years. So that excites me, because we did see a pretty quiet market from those other 50% who are sub 4% interest rate. So we are returning to 2019 levels, which is the last quote unquote normal market that you've seen. And one of the things that, you know, we just got done talking about shopping for interest rates and what you need to know to shop for interest rates. Remember, lowest rate does not always equal the biggest savings. Time. You got to look at time. You got to look at return on that investment. What is that rate costing you? And how long is it going to take you to get your money back? I quoted one this last week with a client, and it was going to take her 10 years to make up the points she was paying in the rate savings. 10 years. She didn't think she was going to be there for more than 4 or 5. It was a starter home. That lower interest rate was going to cost her 6 years of interest, which was far more than taking a little bit of a higher interest rate and not paying for it. You guys, that's what I'm talking about. It's not always chasing the lower interest rate. You got to know the fees that are involved as well. And if you understand the fees that it's going to cost you for that interest rate, then you can truly know if you're in a winning space or if you should be talking to somebody else. The other part and the other piece of this is, there are still a lot of loan officers in our local market who like to talk circles around people. They like to confuse the heck out of you so that you just go, okay, I don't get this at all. And then they just say, don't worry, trust me. And they should be able to explain everything. Now, again, if you are going to call and you're going to ask for an interest rate, ask how long it's going to take you. What's the cost of that interest rate? How long is it going to take you to recoup? Or what's the interest rate you can get for no additional cost? And then remember, what's the payment difference between those? If it's $50 a month and it's going to take you 10 years to make that up, it's a lot of money you don't need to spend right now. So big, big thing. The other thing you want to ask for is you want to shop what lender has what loan programs, because there's a lot of people out there who are like, no, I just want to go to my local bank. I get that. But they think their local bank's going to hold this loan for 30 years and has all their documentation already. So no worries. Don't worry. You know, it's just more comfortable at my local bank. Let me tell you what. I do more loans for people who have been turned down by their local bank because their local bank doesn't offer all the loan programs that I have. So it's really important to understand that if you've been turned down by a local bank or credit union, get a second opinion. That is not the end all be all. You know, local banks and credit unions don't always carry what we call FHA loans. A lot of them don't carry WIDA loans. WIDA is a conventional 30-year fix. That's a state program. No different than any other 30-year conventional, except they have the lowest interest rate on market right now. I don't even know if you guys knew that. Lowest interest rate on market. You do not have to be a first-time home buyer. It is an income-driven loan program. However, the average income, I want to say, is somewhere between $120,000 and $130,000 a year in order to qualify for that program. So it's very forgiving. You can make a decent amount of money, still qualify for that program. Again, it's the lowest rate on market, 30-year fixed. So that's one to look at. A lot of banks and credit unions don't offer that. We're a big WIDA advocate. We write a lot of WIDA loans. So that's one that I really know and like. I've been kind of nicknamed as the queen of Govy loans in northeastern Wisconsin. I think there's a great place for FHA, VA, USDA loans. You could kind of say WIDA is a government loan, but it's a state government, not federal. But those are the loan programs I love because there's so much flexibility in them. The rates are typically lower than conventional, and they really give a lot of options to people who just don't fit a conventional mold. Your rate is increased right now if you're under a 720 to 740 credit score, because that's called risk-based pricing. If you don't have a 720 plus credit score, even a 740 in some cases, you're getting hit a higher interest rate. With FHA and VA, you do not. Your credit score does not change the interest rate. Conventionally, it does. So that's another one. When you call a lender and you say, what's your interest rate today? I'm going to be that jerk lender on the other end that's going to say, okay, well, I want to give you an accurate quote. What's your credit score? That's going to tell me what loan programs you qualify for. How much down payment do you have? That's also going to tell me what loan programs you qualify for, which then is going to tell me what interest rate you might get, because every loan program has a different interest rate. So conventional loans versus FHA versus VA versus USDA all have different interest rates, including WIDA. WIDA's got a different interest rate. Construction loans have a different interest rate. So we need to know more. I need to know what loan program you're going to fit into. What do those interest rates look like in order to best suit you? If you call a lender and they're like, oh, I'm at 5.5 today, run. They should, if they're quoting you that low, they're just picking any rate out of the sky, dropping it in your lap because they just want their phone to ring. They want to get you in. And then typically it's going to be one of two things. One, I can get you that interest rate, but it's going to cost you a ton of money to buy that interest rate down. Or two, sorry, your credit score doesn't qualify you for that interest rate. Does this sound familiar to anybody out there listening right now? Your credit score doesn't qualify you for that interest rate, or your down payment doesn't qualify you for that interest rate. So really your interest rate is going to be over here at, you know, 6.25% when they quoted you 5.5. That happens all the time. You guys, I, being a top producer in the state, being the number one loan officer in the state, I write a lot of loans, which means I talk to a lot of people, which means I hear a lot of what's happening on the other side of things. This isn't stuff I'm making up. These are actual conversations I'm having with people and actual closing disclosures, loan summaries that I'm getting from local lenders and national lenders to be able to truly understand and give you the advice that you need to best prepare yourself. If they bait you and switch you in, run, because that means they were willing to take advantage of you. They're going to take advantage of you. And what's going to say they're not going to continue to take advantage of you? It happens all the time. Like I said, unfortunately, this industry, because during the pandemic era, was such an easy industry to get into. And then people came in and didn't have to leave their desks and really just, wrote a lot of refinances, made a ton of money, and they just think that this is easy and they're going to stay. And now all of a sudden they don't have as much business on their desks. So no better way to do it than to make as much money per loan as possible. There are a lot of loan officers right now that are burnout. They are burnt out. And so their business model is doing less loans, making more money. That means they're transferring all of that onto the consumer. That's called predatory lending. It's as simple as that. They want to live the same lifestyle they've become accustomed to by doing more loans, and they want to continue to make a lot of money, but they don't want to do the work. So that means the few consumers that work with them are getting charged up the nose for what they're getting, and that's not fair. So that's why it is important to shop. And I am a big advocate for shopping. You've heard, if you've listened to this radio show now for a while or my podcast at all, you know that I'm an advocate for shopping. Go get 1 to 2, no more than 3 quotes. If you get any more than 3, like we just said, you're going to talk to 10 lenders, you're going to get 10 rates, you're going to get 10 fees, you're going to become confused. I also see that happening all the time. 1 to 2 for sure. Check with somebody, make me your second one. I want to know exactly what they're talking to you about. I want to know exactly how we get you into the best hands, into the best fees now. And like I said, if you listened earlier, you know that it is important to me. I am one of the rare that do my due diligence of knowing what all my competitors are at with both fees and rate, because that helps me stay above the game. I don't want to be reactive. I want to be proactive. That's how I do business. That's how I've always done business. And that's part of why I've risen to that number one spot. It's because I'm transparent with people. They trust me. They come to me. They've been referred to me by their family and friends, their lenders. I talked to a girl just Friday afternoon, and she was like, "You're my third loan officer, and I'm telling you what, I'm sticking with you because I have not had anybody talk to me this transparently of what I can do to get my credit ready." She had some hiccups with credit cards. We talked about how she can pay that down. You were with me a maybe a month ago now, and we talked about credit. Go back, listen to that podcast. It's got great information of how you can get your credit ready. I want you to have the best credit score you possibly can so that we can get you the lowest rate we possibly can. Along with that, I want to talk to you about what you need to do and what you truly need to have for funds going into this. Even though there are loan programs with no money down, there's still closing costs. There's still insurance that you need to buy, escrow for taxes you need to set up, appraisals, earnest money. I think I said earnest money. Inspections. Inspections are back. You deserve to get an inspection so you know what you're getting into and that you're not buying a money pit. So these are things that are important. You need to understand what those things cost so you can be prepared financially. The more prepared you are, the more fun the process is, the less stressful it is, because you've got all of that. And I always try, listen, I don't want people to mess around with my money, so I do not mess around with others. There's far too much money here to deal with. I don't care if you're buying a $100,000 house or $1 million house. Too much money. It means the same to everybody. It's relative. Somebody who's buying their first $100,000 home has never spent $100,000. It means the same to them as somebody who's selling their $500,000 property, buying $1 million property. It's a lot of money, and it means a lot, and it's emotional. When we deal with a lot of money, there's a lot of emotion. So you need somebody who can understand that, walk you through that. The more you press, the more that you are, in a tizzy and frazzled, the harder the situation's going to be, the more you're not going to enjoy it. And I want you to enjoy it. So there's so much here, but loan programs is a really big one. Know what loan program options you have. Know what they're going to cost you. Each one of them has different closing costs as well. First responders. I want to know if you're a first responder. If you're a first responder out here in Northeastern Wisconsin, or anywhere in Wisconsin, I'm licensed throughout the entire Midwest. I want to give you, if you're a first responder, I want to give you a $500 credit off your closing costs, because you deserve it. It's a thank you to you for doing business, right? So that's what we're doing for our first responders. Whether you are a teacher, you work in the medical field, are you a fireman? Do you work in the, you know, law enforcement, anything like that, I want to talk to you. We do have an amazing credit towards your closing costs because I want to help save you as much money as possible too. So these are just some things. Those are questions you need to know when you are shopping around and how to best shop for the rate that you're looking for, but also loan program, again, is so important. So we come back, we're going to discuss more on this. So stick around. 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, partnered with the Always On Point podcast. We'll see you in a minute.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the Always On Point podcast here with 97.9 FM, 1590 AM. If you're just joining us, welcome. We are glad to have you here this Sunday, just discussing all things mortgage and, you know, what you need to know. Again, want to go over those national interest rates because I think it's so important. So many times people go right to the internet, type in what's the interest rate today, and you get all kinds of, you know, different interest rates from lenders, and they're all over the place. So the national average, and again, this is coming from Mortgage News Daily, 6.24%, 30-year fixed, 5.74% on the 15-year fixed. Again, FHA loans, 5.875 on a national average, VA 5.89 on a national average. The rates aren't moving around too much, and I don't think you'll really see them move around too much till the end of the year here going into the next year. So just about 2 weeks ago, we heard that the Federal Reserve chairman was potentially going to be replaced in February. I'm excited for that. I think that that could bring some great news to the mortgage world for 2026. Remember, we have over 10 million homeowners now that are over 6% interest rate nationwide. So we are in a position where they are going to behave differently. What does that mean? Well, they're going to upsize their house when they're ready to upsize. They're going to downsize their house when they're ready to downsize. They are not going to be hung up on interest rate. And y'all, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm one of those people with a 2.25% interest rate. Hit it right. My husband's a veteran. We're in a VA loan. Does it make me think twice about ever selling my house? You're darn right it does, right? But if the majority of Americans feel that way, now you understand why we had an inventory shortage. Sorry, that was a mouthful. So when we have an inventory shortage, prices go up, right? It's not like anything else. Remember when we had a toilet paper shortage during the pandemic? Well, we had an inventory shortage too, but we don't have a toilet paper shortage anymore, and we don't have an inventory shortage like we did. I'm not going to say that we are, you know, have an overage of inventory. I think we're sized right now. Gosh, I even had a client a couple days ago that called me and they were going to look at the house for the second time that week. They actually got two different times. They could think about it. They were making a really well thought out offer. They weren't racing into it, which I love. And I'm so excited for that. But the behavior obviously is different for people because they're willing to sell. They're willing to buy. They're willing to, you know, like we have said, increase their house. You know, their family's growing. They need a bigger house. Their family is, you know, now they're empty nesters. They need to downsize. they don't want to do stairs anymore. Maybe they don't want to plow and do landscape anymore. We've got a lot of great condo options that we never had before in our area. So housing can, you know, help. There's affordable options. There's even a really neat little twindo downtown Green Bay that NeighborWorks built. Priced really right. It's a large two-story, you know, condo that's for sale. And I think it's $269.9, but it's like 1,800 square feet. It's awesome. So you're seeing a lot of that happen right now. There's the rural markets are coming back. There's great rural opportunities right now. Builders are still building. We've had a couple years of mild winters. So that's helped our inventory increase. And as well as, again, you've got, you know, 50% of Americans now with over 6% interest rates, they're going to move. That behavior is not going to be like my behavior where we're going to sit tight for a while. They're going to say, okay, nope, it's time for my dream home. I'm ready. And you're going to continue to see that. You're also going to see a lot of those sub 4% interest rates go away because life happens. As much as we don't love to talk about it, divorce happens. People lose loved ones. They lose their spouse, so they don't need the house that they needed once before. They right size. You know, those are all really tough topics. They're topics we have all the time, but they happen. And the more that that happens, the more people are going to be over a 6% or, you know, between a 5 and 6% interest rate, which means it's going to continue to bring inventory to us. I love the fact that buyers can now negotiate in an inspection. That was one of the things I personally disliked the most of, you know, the pandemic era, if you will, and housing was, you know, there was such a shortage that people were willing to waive everything in order to get a house and then ended up needing to put in a roof when they didn't think they had to, needing to put in major mechanicals that they didn't think they had to, you know, fix other people's issues. So, you know, that's just one thing I'm glad to see back for our buyers. So more properties always equals more sales. I do not see, you know, the other question is, Kristen, is there going to be a housing crash in 2026? No, there's not going to be a housing crash in 2026. Because remember, we have more properties. We have a lot of buyers. That stabilizes prices, and that means more sales, more people going into homes. You've got a lot of people coming out of renting. They just don't want to rent anymore. They want to buy a home. So they're saying, okay, they're not timing the market anymore to wait for that 3 or 4% interest rate. They're getting in at the 5 and 6% markers, which we are there. We are finally there, you guys. So I can't wait for 2026 now that we are again back to the pre-pandemic levels of normal financing, normalized inventory. We're back to normalized appreciation, which is 3 to 6% a year, which is just awesome. So 2026 is really going to be a great year. If you've been waiting to get the market, I invite you to get in. Let's chat. Let's get you pre-approved. Let's make sure you have a competitive rate, you have competitive fees. Really just find a loan officer. I'd love the opportunity to work for you. I have a team of people that are on my team. I'd love for you to work with them that can give you those competitive rates, fees, be as transparent as they can be and get you into that home in 2026. So, you know, as we end the year here, it's an exciting time to be in the market. This is going to be my 24th year here, and I am more excited than I have been in years to get into 2026 for my buyers and the future buyers. I'm going to work with the buyers I had in the past. So I invite you to listen in. Keep joining us on 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, the Always On Point podcast found on all your podcast platforms. This is Kristen Ambos, Chief Production Officer with Point Mortgage. Thank you.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.